Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my superfine wife, Beth.
On this incredibly wonderful, tremendous Tuesday.
Amen.
Okay, so our Do Not Fear scripture for the day is out of Psalm 91. I love Psalm 91. Psalm 91:5, you will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day.
Wow.
That is good.
That whole psalm is
good.
Really good. It is. Today's call,
yes,
we're going to discuss 12 great things.
There you go.
About John 3:16. I don't know about you, honey. It was the first Bible verse I ever memorized. I'm sure that's probably the same with nearly every child raised in a Christian home who had exposure to the Word of God. Is a universal picture of a merciful God who willingly sacrificed his Son for our sins because of his unmatched love for us. Would it surprise you to know the words forming John 3:16 contain 12 of the greatest blessings you could ever imagine?
Well, let's dig in there and find them.
Amen. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
You know, you can think you know something, but then when you dig a little deeper, you get a greater miracle manifestation of what God really is saying.
Absolutely. For God, the greatest, that's the greatest, period, paragraph. For God, so love, the greatest concern, the world, the greatest distance, that he gave, the greatest single act, his only begotten Son, the greatest gift, that whosoever, the greatest opportunity, believeth, the greatest act of faith, in him, the greatest attraction, should not perish, the greatest promise, but the greatest difference, have the greatest assurance, everlasting life is the greatest future possession.
That's it. Number one, for God, the greatest. Genesis 1:1, New Living Translation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Revelation 22:13, going from Alpha to Omega, speaking of, Revelation 22:13 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. God is the beginning of all and the end of all, and that is all that ever was or ever will be, Alpha and the Omega. He is God, and there is none like him.
Second, so love, the greatest concern. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. When you love someone unconditionally, you have a concern for their well-being and their future. You continually thinking about them and what's good for them. Psalm 40:17, the Living Bible. I am pure, poor and weak, yet the Lord, hallelujah, is thinking about me right now.
That's a very heady thought. Number three, the world, the greatest distance. Hebrews 11:3, Classic Amplified says, by faith we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made of things which are visible. There's so much that you could really think about when you think about the Lord and what's out there and how we even got here. Number four says that he gave. That's the greatest single act. The greatest gift is never free. It always costs something that is precious to you. People say that salvation is free, but that's not totally true. It might be free to you, but it is a gift to us that cost a great price. God gave what was the most precious to him. And that is what makes it the greatest gift of all time.
Amen. Number five, His only begotten Son, the greatest gift. You can have a 2023 Audi A8 sitting in your driveway, but if you don't receive the keys, that luxury car will never move. While Jesus willingly died for our sins, the fact is, you must accept Him as the Lord of your life to make your salvation a reality.
Mm.
Number six, that whosoever, the greatest opportunity. You are a whosoever. I am a whosoever. We are whosoevers. Everybody you know is a whosoever. We have the opportunity to accept Jesus as the Lord, and our Lord, and turn our lives around. Just like that.
Entirely around.
There are way too many people looking for opportunities in the wrong places. Publishers Clearing House.
Used to be a big one.
Or no. Some rich relative to pass away.
Or the lottery.
Yeah.
Or some other foolishness.
The thing that is stirring, just it's just not the case. Joel 2:32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in the Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall the deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call.
Think of that.
Thank you. If you call on the name of the Lord, you will be delivered.
That is huge. Number seven, believeth. That's the greatest act of faith. Hebrews 11:1, Classic Amplified says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. And as I like to add in the Bev paraphrase, yet. You know, faith is believing in God that you cannot see, with an expectation of spending eternity in a place promised, but not plotted on MapQuest. Think about it. In John 20:29, it says, Jesus saith unto them, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed.
Wow.
And that is you and me.
Absolutely.
But we have a conviction and a faith in the one who promised.
Number eight, in Him, the greatest attraction. I strongly recommend you go to youtube.com and search for That's My King, Do You Know Him? By Dr. S.M. Lockridge, or you can Google the same name.
Lockridge, Lockridge. Ridge.
And his powerful message, Dr. Lockridge shares in the most eloquent way why Jesus is the greatest attraction spoken of in John 3:16. In part, he said, my king was born king. The Bible says he's a seven-way king. He's the king of the Jews. That's a racial king. He's the king of Israel. That's a national king. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Now, that's my king. Well, I wonder if you know him. Do you know him? Don't try to mislead me. Do you know my king? No barriers can hinder him from pouring out his blessing. Well, well. He is enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. That's my king. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He is the centerpiece of civilization.
That is so
good. But the truth of the matter is, you need to hear Dr. Lockridge speak those words.
It's really powerful. Number nine, should not perish. The greatest promise ever made. If we accept Jesus as our Savior, we will not go to hell. Trusting in him will keep you from perishing in an eternal lake of fire. And it is a simple fact. If you accept Jesus, you get abundant life now and eternal life forever. However, if someone fails to accept Jesus as Savior, then they will perish in torment forevermore. It is such a simple choice of gain over loss, incredible gain over incredible loss. But there are many who fail to see it.
That's so true.
I heard one time, Christians don't let their friends go to hell.
Amen. Number 10, but the greatest difference. The word but is the difference maker between spending eternity in hell or having everlasting life in heaven. But is a decision every person must make that determines their destiny. Malachi 3:18, New Living Translation. Then you will again see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not.
And number 11, have the greatest assurance. When you have accepted Jesus as the Lord of your life, you have the confidence, you have the assurance in knowing that your eternal destination is secured. Your ticket to heaven you will have because it's been paid for by the blood of Jesus and the proclamation of your faith. Like this old song says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. With him we have this assurance, and nobody can take it away from us.
Number 12, everlasting life, the greatest future possession. In John 14:1-4. John 14:1-4, Message Bible. Don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There's plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If it weren't so, would I have told you that I'm on the way to get your room ready for you? And if I'm on my way to get your room ready, I'll come back and get you so that you can live there where I live. And you already know the road I'm taking so you can live where I live. And you already know that road. Hallelujah. Let's just say this. That's what I call 12 very good reasons to make John 3:16 the greatest scripture of all.
That's a truth.
Meditate on this.
That is a good word for today.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.